Okay, hello. Welcome to the February 2015 edition of the Catherine Swatchard Hypnotherapy Podcast. I'm very excited to have Lindsay Shepherd here with me today. Lindsay is an expert in the field of using hypnotherapy for fertility and birth issues. So hi, Lindsay. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hello, Kat. It's nice to be here. Thank you for asking.
No problem. So fertility and birth is a very interesting niche to get into. What made you specifically specialise in this field?
I didn't really intend to specialise in this field. I was very interested in helping older ladies with menopause symptoms. Being a lady of a certain age myself, I realised that these things were quite important. But quite a lot of the clients that I was already working with mentioned to me that they either had issues with their fertility or some clients actually were pregnant and wanted to investigate hypnobirth, using hypnosis for giving birth. And I just found that was really interesting. I hadn't really given it an awful lot of thought. And I just decided that I would go and check it out, see how hypnotherapy can help these matters, and took some training and became absolutely fascinated by it. There's so much you can do with hypnosis, isn't there? There really is. And to help people have a baby or to deliver their baby safely and calmly, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to do. Really lovely.
It is. So for those people who maybe aren't familiar with the idea of hypnobirthing, would you like to explain a little bit about what hypnobirthing actually is?
You're not actually completely zonked out when you do hypnobirth. It's quite different to a hypnotherapy session that you would normally have sitting in a chair. What I do is I work with my clients for about for three sessions, any time from around 27 weeks of the pregnancy, with a birth partner if there is one. Obviously, if there isn't a birth partner, it's perfectly fine to work on your own. And we talk a lot about the misconceptions around birth. Everyone has a story, don't they, about, oh, I was in labour for 3 days and it was absolute agony. You hear all of these things. So we talk about getting over any ideas, any worries about birth. And I teach both partners, if there are the two, hypnotherapy and relaxation techniques. And I ask them to practice as often as possible, 3 or 4 times a week. And it really does make a difference, doesn't it, if the clients actually do the practice
yes.
properly. And I give them scripts, but they can adapt those scripts. And they're relaxation techniques, techniques to help get rid of any worries or fears. And when they practice, they get better and better, obviously. And they can use all those techniques during the birth. When we get frightened, a stress response kicks into our bodies. And when that stress response, which is an old caveman response, when it kicks in, the things that we don't need to use when we're stressed shut down. So if you were a caveman and the woolly mammoth was coming over the mountain to fight you, you need that power to fight or to flee. And all the strength goes to your arms, your legs and your lungs. Your stomach will shut down, your reproductive system will shut down because you don't need it when you're fighting. So, of course, if you have that response when you're giving birth, you really don't want that, do you?
Absolutely not, no.
So you don't need the strength in your arms and legs. So the idea is that you become really calm, really relaxed, and you can give birth to your baby really calmly.
Lovely. And I imagine those relaxation techniques are very useful after people have had their baby as well, in those first few weeks. You know, after having a baby, when maybe they're struggling to sleep or they're feeling
absolutely
anxious and tense about having
yes.
a new baby.
They're fantastic for all, even before the baby. We obviously, when one's pregnant, one can't take medications for yeah. headaches or mm-hmm. whatever. So you can use them for that before you give birth. So
right.
it's not just the labour, not just the delivery. And yes, absolutely, you can use all those relaxation techniques. And I think, and I'm sure you believe the same thing, that when you learn hypnosis, when you learn self-hypnosis, it's a skill for life, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you can then apply it to almost an infinite number of situations. It's a really fantastic
absolutely.
Skill to have in your life.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And I've heard some wonderful stories from my clients. One of my clients was... I don't tend to use the word labour. I ask them to change certain words.
Okay.
One of my clients was delivering her baby for 19 hours.
Okay.
And she managed perfectly well, had no pain relief at all.
Fantastic.
It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic. And so how does hypnotherapy help with fertility and perhaps couples who are struggling to become pregnant?
This is something that I always found really quite unusual. How can hypnotherapy
yeah.
help with that? There are two types of infertility. There's explained fertility and unexplained fertility. Explained fertility, probably is self-explanatory. Once investigations have been done, there is a reason for the fertility.
Okay.
And medicine can help you with that. I'll go back to that one in a little while. And unexplained fertility, when there's absolutely no reason for it. So how hypnotherapy can help with that? Once again, the stress response can be setting in. The more you think about it, the more anxious you become about being pregnant. And once again, that stress response is kicking in and perhaps shutting down that reproductive system. So learning to relax, it sounds ever so glib, doesn't it? That just relax and it will happen. Mm-hmm. But you know it does. You've probably heard stories about people that actually gave up to become trying to become pregnant, adopted a child perhaps, and then suddenly had a child naturally.
Yeah, heard lots of those stories.
That happens less actually nowadays, but I think that's because of interventions medically. So it's that stress response. If you can get people to relax and understand that that's how their body's working. There are lots and lots of studies. There's a study by Alice Dolmar, which is in the 1980s, I think it was 1982, which took sections of people with medical interventions and trying to get pregnant naturally and put them into groups. And the mind, people that used the mind and body interventions were the most successful.
Fantastic.
Which was really wonderful. So there is proof that it can work, it really can. But it is about asking people to relax, to take things naturally, to believe that their body can actually do this.
Yes.
Almost thinking back to those days, you know, when you were a teenager and you were terrified of getting pregnant just if a boy kissed you. And it's almost doing that because people do tend to get really, really tense.
Yes.
They put their lives on hold. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I know it sounds terribly glib to just say, well, let's learn some relaxation techniques. Let's believe how your body can work. And we can use techniques like imagining that the body actually growing the baby, preparing your womb. It's a wonderful thing, but it can sound a bit fluffy sometimes. It's not.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots of studies that do show that when that stress response is chronically kicked in, it affects our reproductive system. You know, lots of women, when they're going through a stage of chronic stress, for example, their periods can stop and things. So, of course, it does affect fertility.
It absolutely does. And there are other things around it as well. Obesity can affect fertility.
Okay.
So if somebody is overweight, and you don't need to be hugely overweight sometimes to affect fertility, and being underweight obviously affects fertility. So there are other things around just your body not being able to become pregnant yet.
Okay, so there's a really wide array of issues that people can actually resolve through hypnotherapy, whether that's learning to relax more or dealing with weight loss issues that can all affect their fertility.
Exactly. Stress is probably one of the biggest ones.
Okay.
And the more, it's one of those awful things, isn't it, that the more you want something, sort of the less it comes to you.
Yes.
It's quite sad, really.
Yes.
Sometimes I can't help people. There are... I once worked with a client and her hormone levels were such that I really didn't think that I'd be able to help her. She'd gone into an early menopause and she really wanted to carry on and keep coming and keep coming. And I just didn't feel right working with her because I didn't think that I was going to be able to help her. So I won't give people false hope.
Yes.
But I can help around getting people to accept that actually this might not happen.
Yes.
So they can become much more comfortable with their lives and get on with things.
Yes, and improve their own quality of life.
Yes, yeah, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So what's a typical session involve or a typical course of treatment involve for somebody suffering with fertility issues?
There are two different ways of working. It would depend whether it's an unexplained fertility or an explained fertility and they were having medical treatment. So for unexplained, a typical session, obviously I would take a detailed history, if they've ever been pregnant before, because we need to know whether they actually can become pregnant. Sometimes they might have had one child and can't become pregnant with another. So we would then talk through some relaxation techniques. I might use one of the old classics, which you probably use a lot, the control room that we use.
Yes.
So that's imagining going into your body, turning up your hormone levels, turning down stress levels. A lot of imagination techniques.
Okay.
Then I teach that client some self-hypnosis techniques so they can learn to relax, so they can do the procedures, the techniques that I teach them to do.
Okay.
And then we build on those, depending on each client. It's a bit how long is a piece of string, really. It's different for every client. Everything is client-centred. But it's all around that belief, that absolute belief that you can do this, let's relax. if it was an explained fertility and someone's going through IVF, or that the various techniques, that IVF is an overarching,
yes,
there are lots and lots of medical procedures that you can do. I have a set protocol.
Okay.
So it depends on which method the client's going through. There's a long protocol and a short protocol. The long protocol would be if you're being stimulated, suppressed and stimulated. So the longer protocol is to put the body into almost a false medical menopause to stop everything happening, and then you go to the next stage where you stimulate it.
Okay.
So that's about 4 or 5 sessions.
Okay.
So suppression, which can actually sometimes make people feel a little bit ill.
Okay.
So we work through the sickness, and you sometimes get a metallic taste in your mouth, so
okay,
to ignore those mm-hmm. things. Then we go on to suppression, which is shooting your hormones back up again. again, believing that you can do this. And then there are sessions for whether the egg is going to be taken out and then implanted, fertilised and implanted, or if there's just going to be an artificial insemination. So there are lots of different ways of doing this. Take them through the whole session. Lots of almost storytelling, actually,
mm-hmm.
which is people really like.
And it helps them prepare, I suppose.
It helps them absolutely prepare. To relax during the medical procedures,
yes,
because once again, if you're very tense, the medical procedures, they will work, they will
yes.
still go on, but they might not be as comfortable
yes.
as they could have been. And the last session I do is between the either implantation or insemination, when it's that waiting time.
Okay, so hypnotherapy works very well in conjunction with IVF then? You can use both at the same time?
You can use both at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use it very well at the same time. Probably I do more work with people who are actually having IVF rather than in the unexplained.
Okay.
Which is quite interesting, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love getting that phone call a couple of weeks.
Yes,
guess what? I'm pregnant. It's just wonderful. It's so wonderful.
Fantastic. And how about then with births? Can hypnotherapy be used in conjunction with medical procedures such as cesareans, or is it purely for natural home births that you would use hypnotherapy?
You can use it for home birth and hospital birth. And most maternity wards, hospitals are completely au fait with it now. They understand it. I used to have to tell my clients that you must tell the midwives that you're hypnobirthing, you're using hypnobirth, because they, at one time, midwives used to think, oh, well, you're so calm, you can't possibly be as far as you are. And then they started to go, oh, my goodness, you're 9 centimetres dilated, oh, my goodness. It would all progress, but actually
yes.
because the client was so,
yes.
the mother was so relaxed. So, yes, you can use
yes.
it. If you're going to have a C-section, you still need to be relaxed because
yes.
generally you're not given a general anaesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So the relaxation, all the techniques are absolutely useful. And of course you can use them to help healing afterwards.
Yes. I have to say I got into hypnotherapy actually through using hypnobirth for my second daughter.
Oh.
So I had that exact situation where I got to hospital, they didn't really think I was in labour, and then it was, oh, there's a baby coming. So
it is funny, isn't it?
It really works
yeah.
fantastically well
fantastic.
To deal with labour.
Midwives just, they are really, and a lot of midwives train in hypnobirth now.
Yes.
It's wonderful. But yeah, there was a time when you think, oh my goodness.
Yes, yes.
And you have to say, we are using certain language. Please don't use the word pain. We can use discomfort or pressure.
Yes.
So they understand that now. And I ask my clients to do a birth plan as well.
Okay.
And they stick to it. They become very evangelical, actually, people. You probably did as well.
Yes, yes.
Once you've hypnobirthed, it's wonderful.
Especially
it really is.
If you've had a difficult birth, I see lots of clients and myself, if you have a difficult birth the first time, hypnobirthing is really fantastic to also remove all the anxieties you have about a second birth.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And I see that a lot,
yes.
that people have had either a very long labour or difficult
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, my mother told me how awful it was.
Yes.
You do get these stories, don't you?
Yeah.
Everyone's got a story. And we almost pick them up as children, don't we?
Oh, yes.
You
yep.
hear this. You're sitting, crawling under the table, playing with your toys, and you hear all the mothers saying, oh, how long you were in labour for? Oh, that was awful, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
So we're almost conditioned to believe mm-hmm. that giving birth is going to be absolutely awful.
Yes.
It needn't be.
Yes.
It really needn't be. You're giving yourself a chance to have the most wonderful, natural, lovely birth.
Yeah.
If you have to have medical intervention, you really must accept it. And I absolutely impress that on everybody, that you must listen to the doctors. You can question, but you must listen to what the medical
yes.
professionals are saying.
Yes.
Don't go into it blindly, and I must do this.
Yes.
No, you've got to be sensible.
And it seems as though nowadays, fertility is becoming more and more of a problem, that more people seem to be suffering with infertility problems. Do you think there's any reason for that?
It's possibly because people wait longer before they have they attempt to have children, become pregnant. I think, you know, when I was younger, most people were having their babies almost as soon as they got married, and people got married earlier or partnered up earlier. So I think it probably is something to do with the fact that we are trying to have our children later. However, I don't know how many really conclusive studies there's been, but I think we take the pill very early. I think it must affect a certain amount of fertility. Particularly if you have the implants that they're into your body. Maybe our lifestyles as well. I think there's a whole lot around it. There really is. But I wonder if really that fertility problem was always there. It just wasn't talked about.
Quite possibly.
But it was almost a taboo subject, wasn't it? You just didn't talk about it. There wasn't anything one could do other than adopt. Mm-hmm. There was absolutely no IVF, nothing like that, until Louise Brown was the first first test tube baby that we called then, and then she has children of her own now.
So
it's pretty amazing, isn't it? So I think it was just a taboo, and it probably always was there.
Yes,
but we just didn't know about it.
And are there any couples that are struggling with fertility problems? Are there any day-to-day practical steps they can take to help themselves?
Eating properly, not drinking too much, keeping fit, keeping their weight at a natural level. Smoking does have an effect on fertility.
Okay.
And interestingly, if you're having, if you want to have IVF on the National Health, you can't smoke. They won't accept you if you smoke. And they will check.
Yes.
They give you those puff tests and they will check. You mustn't have smoked for at least 6 months.
Okay.
So it's really important.
Yes.
And they are absolutely strict on it. So doing as much as you can to keep yourself fit and healthy. And really just to enjoy your life. I know, just to enjoy your life, that's difficult when you want something so much. Enjoy your life as it is. Let go. Have fun. Have fun while you're a couple.
Yes.
And the babies may well come along without any help from any of us.
Yes. Okay.
Get on with your life.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. This has been really, really interesting today. Thank you for going through so many information. Anything else you'd like to say to the audience?
If you would like to have a chat with me, you can just give me a call or go onto my website. It's www.lindsayshepherdhypnotherapy.co.uk, and I'd be happy to talk to anyone, just have a chat about any fertility or hypnobirthing.
Fantastic. And I'll also put links to Lindsay's website and to the studies that we've mentioned just below this podcast, so you can get further information there. So thank you very much, Lindsay.
Thank you very much, Kat.